the Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go hit the phones here in just a moment at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we were going to set a new phone rule called the CJ rule. Were we not?
Yes. I've been thinking about how to you know, kind of want to engage some of the Trumpsters out there, yet you know, not let them just kind of... You know, crosstalk is not a good thing, right? So we got to have a conversation. And I think also beyond these normal conversation, a back and forth, we also need to be topical, right? I mean, if anything we discussed during the day, unless it's Fridays, you know, Fridays are grievances. So you can talk about any topic on Friday. But generally speaking, I think we should stay on topic for the day for the phone calls that we take from all callers, not just, you know, our crazy-ass callers. I want to be consistent on that. Curdy, what do you think?
I concur, doctor.
Doctor.
Okay, CJ, here's your big chance. Don't blow it.
Welcome, CJ.
Well, as you were talking, the misnomer of the Inflation Reduction Act, you failed to mention the Congressional Budget Office, what they say the plan will do with that.
Reduce the deficit by about $100 billion per year was my understanding.
Nothing for the first 3 years. So not even while this president, and you don't want him to run again like most Democrats because he's a failure, and 13 soldiers.
Man, he's succeeding. He's signing bills today.
In Afghanistan.
All right, see, now he's going off topic, but he did bring up the CBO score. And okay, I mean, these things are scored over a 10-year period, right? So you got to, whatever number they give you, you got to divide it by 10 years. And if that's the case, it's going to reduce the deficit over the course of 10 years, then that's the math, man. So whether or not it happens over the first or the tail, you know, happens in the middle or it's the tail end and yada, yada, yada. I mean, you can break it down any way you want. The fact of the matter is the CBO has scored this, that it will, in fact, reduce the deficit. Now, above and beyond that, it's a good thing. Capping prescription drug costs for many drugs, most drugs perhaps, for seniors is a good thing. Why would anybody be against that? I mean, I get it, unless you think, well, what, we don't want nationalized health care. And I think, okay, that's a great idea. But what is it about not wanting nationalized health care? You want everyone to go out and shop the market and engage in free market capitalism to find their own health care plan. Then you embrace free market capitalism. But when it comes to, you know, using those same philosophies and negotiating with your suppliers, like most buyers do, on behalf of poor and elderly people, all of a sudden, now you got a problem with capitalism. So thank you for the call, CJ. Perhaps someday we'll get to the successful withdrawal of Afghanistan, ending a war that we were in for way too long.
Dominic, I want to be accurate here. According to the Congressional Budget Office, estimated budgetary effects of H.R. 5376, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. It's now the law. Joe Biden signed it today. The CBO estimates that enacting this legislation would result in a net decrease in the deficit, totaling $102 billion over the 2022 to 2031 period. So it is a 10-year estimate.
So $10 billion a year on average.
Yes, I didn't mean to overconflate. You know, they're all very big numbers when you're just a working stiff, CJ. You know, God forbid the Democrats try to save money for the government, but it's not happening fast enough for your taste. What did the Trump tax cuts do for the government or for the country? I mean, I know what they did for Diane Hendricks, but what about the working stiffs?
The U-lines, we know about that, right?
You know, the tax cuts, the supposed tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts, the infinitesimal tax cuts to the middle class, the working stiff. Do you recall what that was, CJ? Because most people didn't add up to Bubkiss. 844. But $215 million savings in 2018? I bet you the U-lines and Diane Hendricks and Ron Johnson, I bet they can enumerate what their savings was. 844-967-2789. Well, that went well. What a great experiment. Yes, let's keep limiting people to the conversations at hand.
It's only been like 12 years, man. We'll figure it out.
Fred from Cottage Grove. Welcome, Fred. What do you got for us?
Hey, Fred.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, CJ. You think Ron Johnson was on the phone to all of his billionaire donors and stuff? Hey, I just got cut $2 million from my campaign funds. And how many of these clowns do you think is going to show up in Milwaukee when the Republican convention comes up?
Oh, don't even get me started, man.
All yeah, clowns, exactly.
Man. I mean, every single one of them is going to be like the insane clown posse.
Are we talking about Rojo still when you talk about the clowns showing up? I don't think, Fred, that Ron Johnson specifically probably had to speak with individual donors. I mean, I don't think he had to call up Diane Hendricks to know that Diane Hendricks is a designated S Corp. And as such, with the huge, enormous profits that ABC Supply Corporation, and I don't begrudge her profitability. It just bugs the you-know-what out of me that she invests in buying politicians. And they sell so cheaply, Fred.
Oh, so cheap, Fred. I mean, if I were a politician, I would triple. I would quadruple my price, man.
What a great investment, though. If you could buy a Ron Johnson for $6.5 million, and you can turn yourself a tax savings to $215 million, spread across two families.
Exactly. But,
you know, call it halfsies.
Exactly.
If you could save $100 million by investing $6.5 million, what a great investment you made in buying yourself a lacking U.S. Senator from Wisconsin and Ron Johnson. And you think the fact that Ron is rich. I mean, what was Herb Cole saying? Nobody's senator but yours. Because if you're rich, acknowledge you're rich. But what Ron say? Oh, I only doubled my net worth. I should have quadrupled it. Yeah, I feel for you, sir. I feel for you.
All right, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Right on.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks for the call, man.
We're well on our way to having a spectacular afternoon when you call us at 844-967-2789. It's a political party, and it rolls on.
We're a very compassionate society, and government's role is to help people that can't help themselves or help.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people.